Hey, Rob, let's suppose...
Talk casually amongst ourselves. I'm supposing...
Let's suppose for a second that you were going to make a movie. Where would you want to film it?
I would want to film it in... Let's see.
Would you film it in Over the Rhine? Like what's that girl who changed her brain with her mom?
Tracy Ullman.
No, not her.
Who?
What was her name?
Jodie Foster.
Yeah, she did that movie where she changed her brain with her mom.
Freaky Friday.
And then she made a movie in Over the Rhine.
Right, yeah. Little Big Man. That was it.
Well,
Ludlow! Ludlow, Kentucky, from what...
Ludlow, KY?
What I've heard about it, Ludlow, Kentucky would be the most photogenic spot outside of Hamilton, because you can't pick your hometown. Outside of Hamilton, I would have to film something in Ludlow, Kentucky.
Do you think Richard Dreyfuss likes shooting a movie in Ludlow, Kentucky better than shooting it at that big mountain without a steeple on it like they did in Close Encounters?
I think Richard Dreyfuss is a hamburger-selling, sellout son of a bitch.
Why you say that?
He does McDonald's commercials.
I haven't seen a McDonald's commercial.
No, he does the voiceovers like... Was presenting some future Olympians. That's my Richard Dreyfuss imitation. Presenting some future Olympians. Here we have, in the discus, the mighty Alexi. Here. So he's just, he's a sellout, loser, geek, and I don't care where he'd be happier.
He's still a famous Hollywood dude, and he's still in our vicinity.
He is? Oh, he's great.
He may even be tuned in right now.
His role...
He was great in that movie where he had the affair with that 21-year-old girl.
His role in the Buddy Holly story... was the most stunning recreation I've ever seen of a dead rock and roll star.
Oh, yeah?
I thought Richard Dreyfuss was Buddy Holly there for a few minutes. I mean, he looked and he moved and he sounded just like Buddy Holly. So, Richard Dreyfuss, you're all right in my book, and I think you're a damn good actor.
Well, they're filming this movie right now down in Ludlow, Kentucky, which is only how far from Cincinnati?
18 miles.
18 miles. And I don't know of anyone that's awake in Ludlow, Kentucky, except for one person.
One person?
The person working at the Dairy Mart. Jim, dial up the Dairy Mart. We're going to call the Dairy Mart down there in Ludlow, Kentucky.
No. How big is this town if it's the Dairy Mart?
It's the only carryout in town. I did my research. They have one carryout in the whole town. It's a Dairy Mart, and they're the only place that's open all night.
Is it a dry county down there? Do you know?
I have no idea, but they're the only all-night late-open place that I could find down there is the Dairy Mart. And get this, they're filming some of the movie at the Dairy Mart, but they're not saying when they're going to film it.
Lost in Yorkers, right?
They could be filming it right now for all we know. Oh, it's ringing, man. Anyway, they're going to be filming some of the movie at this Dairy Mart.
The first feedback of the evening.
Yeah. Dairy Mart.
Hello, this is Chris Comer from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Who am I speaking with?
This is Pat Ross.
This is Pat?
Yes.
Hi, nice to meet you. Can we put you on the radio?
Sure.
All right. Hi, this is Chris. My co-host is Rob. Say hi, Rob.
Hi, this is Rob.
Hi.
And we hear that all you down in Ludlow, Kentucky are a little bit starstruck these days.
Yes, we have a movie that's going to be filmed here that's going to be starting any day, possibly this morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You think Richard Dreyfuss is going to walk in there this morning and say, hey, let's film a shot of me buying some beer?
I don't know. He's already been to town once. I didn't get to see him, but some of the people here in town did.
What did they say he was doing?
He was just going around meeting people and dropped in a local restaurant and...
What did he order?
People.
Do you know what he had for dinner?
No, I don't. Mm.
Did he give a good tip?
I don't know.
You have no idea. Well, I hear he's going to be filming some of his movie right there in your Dairy Mart.
It's actually on our lot. They have built a temporary building that's a lovely candy store that's part of the script of the film.
That sounds neat.
And it's right here on our lot, and we're going to have a false front in front of the Dairy Mart at the time when they're filming.
Really?
It's going to be looking like an old garage.
Wow.
In fact, we've already had a few people stop in and asked us if they can get car repairs.
Do you think they're going to drive a car through the window of your Dairy Mart?
I hope not.
Like in the Blues Brothers?
I hope not.
That would be cool, don't you think?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it fits into the script.
If it's big in Hollywood, you probably wouldn't have to clean it up. Well, listen, has Richard Dreyfuss been in, like, lately? Like, maybe when another person was working there?
I don't know. No one here has said that he was.
Yeah. And you don't know when they're going to film it, but it could be any minute now, huh?
That's right.
Well, listen, can we give you the phone number here in the radio station? And if they come in between now and 5 o'clock, could you give us a ring?
Okay, fine.
Do what?
Let me have your number.
What time do you get off?
At 7 o'clock this morning.
So, okay, we're on until 5,
uh-huh.
All right? But here's the phone number at the radio station. If they come in to film it, give us a call.
Okay.
All right? The number is
749-1444. 1444.
And if it's busy, call 961-
8900.
8900.
Yeah. We're in the same area. We're just up here in Cincinnati.
Okay.
18 whole miles away.
Okay.
Is there anything?
A lot of excitement here. We have a lot of old cars on the street.
Hold on,
we're
hey, Pat.
Be blocking the street off. And
Pat.
It's nice. Yes.
This is Rob from the Chris Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Uh-huh.
If Dreyfus comes in, ask him why he hasn't been returning my calls.
Oh, okay.
That son of a bitch.
He is. Is he still mad about that little flare-up we had at Spago's?
I don't know anything about it. I haven't met him.
All right, is there anything else we need to know?
Well, like I said, they're going to be having the street blocked off where the actual filming will be taking place. So I don't know if any bystanders can get terribly close to the actual filming of it. Our stores will be open anytime when they are not filming.
Hey, listen, Pat, do this. If Neil Simon walks in,
mm-hmm.
You know who Neil Simon is?
Yes, the
playwright. Right, he wrote the play and the movie, I guess.
Uh-huh.
If he walks in, say, oh my God, it's Wally Cox. He'll appreciate that. Ask him how Marcia is.
Oh, I would love to meet Neil Simon.
Hey, you don't know where Richard Dreyfuss is staying, do you?
Please?
You know where Richard Dreyfuss is staying?
Now, this is hearsay because I only hear about 500 stories a day concerning the making of this film and its stars. I heard he's staying up at the Hilton Hotel over in Cincinnati, but I don't know.
Do you know what his pseudonym is?
No, I don't.
That's what we got to find out.
Probably
he's
like
staying
Frank Einstein or something like that.
Yeah, he's staying under a fake name.
Oh, is he?
The Hilton in Cincinnati, though, huh? We'll get to the bottom of this because we're a talk show team.
Okay.
All right, well, thanks, and like I said, call us back if anything goes down.
Okay.
Hey, Pat, are you going to be working next Tuesday evening, Wednesday morning?
Probably.
Can we call you and put you on the air again?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're a star now.
How much is a pack of smokes, Marlboro, red pack?
Marlboro's running a special right now. You buy one pack, including tax for $2, you get another pack for 99 cents.
Okay, so that's $1.50 a pack if you buy two.
No, it's $3 for two packs.
Right, so it's $1.50 a pack.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Thanks, Pat. We love you, baby.
Okay, bye.
Pat, you're probably the only woman in Kentucky that can do math, and we respect you for it.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
That was a joke.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I, for one, I am just totally flabbergasted that one of our little plans worked out beyond our wildest dreams of working out well.
Well, just wait till she calls us back with Richard right there. I want to ask him all about them UFOs.
Let's get this fired up. Do we have a phone book? I'll flip through the pages. Whatever.
We're going to look it up right now?
Yeah. Well,
grab the phone book.
I'll look it
up.
We're
going to look up the Hilton. Rob's going to take care of it.
What would it?
So we were expecting an international call tonight, but it didn't come through. Sorry, Lisa.
Oh, I know. It's kind of a bummer.
You know what he's probably doing since it's 9:30 in the morning in Sweden?
The nasty.
He's probably doing the dirty deed with the St. Pauli girl. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Say no more. What comes?
Who you got there, Jim? That's something to think about.
1-800-34-SAFETY.
Yeah, but we've done that already. Right. Call 1-800-34-SAFETY and tell the guy that answers
man.
The phone.
Herbal life.
What's that? Tell the guy that answers the phone that you're a big fan of Chris and Rob in Cincinnati and you heard him on the radio last week and the Atlanta Braves suck.
Yeah, they lost tonight, but so did
the Braves.
The
Braves did? It's about time they lost, I tell you.
They lost two in a row now. They stink. What am I looking for?
The phone number here is 749-1444, and as usual, we take your calls. We take your calls. It's a late-night talk show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
So that's what's going on. Rob's looking up the Hilton right now. We're going to find out if Richard Dreyfuss is staying there.
There's the Hilton Commonwealth, and there's Hilton Davis Company, and Robert Hilton.
What are you talking about?
What? Isn't it Hilton?
Don't we have the Yellow Pages?
Well, that would be... No, he didn't give me the Yellow Pages, did he? I'm working with what I got. Here, now we've got the Yaller page.
It's under motel, not hotel.
I know. Ooh.
I used to make that mistake, too.
Yeah. Back when you're going up, picking up these floozies, and you had to find a place to
stay for the night?
Or whatever. Or at night for a couple of hours.
It's probably under, like, Omni Netherland Hilton or something. I don't know.
Is it Omni Netherland?
I have no idea. Just look up motel.
I am. M-O... Here we go.
Who you got there? Mandy? Hello, Mandy. You're on the air.
Chris.
Yes.
If you wanted to know where Richard was staying, why didn't you ask me? You knew I worked at the film commission.
Where is Richard Dreyfuss staying?
And I met Neil Simon this weekend.
Did you? Is Neil Simon in town right now?
Posh Indian Hill party.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So who the hell do you think you are? Somebody special?
Yeah.
You're so special.
Hold on. You guys shut up. The Hamiltonian.
He's not staying at the Hamiltonian.
He's actually not staying at the Hilton. That's
Where's
incorrect.
He staying then?
Well, for fear that someone's listening, I don't.
We'll take you off the air. Jim, find out where
Jim,
he's staying.
Right here, we got. Okay, we've got it. I mean.
Okay, jot the number down here.
My guess is he's probably at the La Quinta.
Well, screw her, man. She's just a dumb girl.
Come on, what are you doing? Mandy, you call 19 times.
1-4000.
You usually don't have anything to say. Now you got something cool to say, and you won't.
All right.
And you won't say. Well, hold on. Let's just do this.
What? Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. How
hey,
you
we're
doing?
Pretty cool.
Pretty good. I live in Erlanger, Kentucky.
Hey, mm-hmm. Congratulations. We all have
hey,
our crosses.
Hey, can you hang on just a second,
hold
guy?
Hold on. We might have the Afghan wigs on the other line.
Hang on a minute.
Chris, it's got to be relatively easy. For two sharp guys like us, first of all, you know they're not staying at like those places where you stay at when you go on vacation.
Yeah.
They're not staying at one of those joints. How many really nice hotels that a big Hollywood movie star could stay at are there?
There's about 3 or 4 downtown. That's about it.
3 or 4 downtown. And they wouldn't want to go on the east or west side. That'd be too far away, or the north side of Cincinnati, around the belt. They'd probably want to stay on that south side. There's really not that much except for downtown.
Well, there's Lumpy's Sports Bar.
That's probably where they're at. I bet Simon's still there sloshed.
Simon's in town, too. I didn't know that.
I think he is. I mean, he wrote to play. You would think he'd come in to see it.
What for? He wrote it. He can stay at home and collect royalties now.
Okay. Tom, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you your guys' opinion on who you think is more attractive, Kate Pearson of the B-52s or Sandra Bernhardt?
Kate Pearson is 20 times more attractive than Sandra Bernhardt. My dog's ass is more attractive than Sandra Bernhardt. Chris's ass is more attractive than Sandra Bernhardt.
Even Madonna is.
I saw a damn possum on a fence by Chris's house, and a Norwood possum, was more attractive than Sandra Bernhardt.
You know, she's in the new Playboy this month.
I don't want to hear it. Yes,
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds gross to me.
But anyway, I had to call and tell you guys that Richard Dreyfuss was not in the Buddy Holly story.
He wasn't?
No, that was Gary Busey.
Richard Dreyfuss was the best bad guy in Lethal Weapon 2. The way he tortured Mel Gibson, that was absolutely incredible.
You know,
that was one of Richard Dreyfuss's most powerful performances.
He's really good at that.
Do what?
He took karate for that movie, too.
I know.
So do you know where Richard Dreyfuss is staying?
I heard he was staying at the Cincinnatian, but I think that's just a rumor.
Okay, we'll look down. Yeah, I know those were both Gary Busey roles, but I tell you what Richard Dreyfuss was really good in, and like I've been jerking around, but now I'm going to be totally serious.
Uh-huh.
Richard Dreyfuss was brilliant in The Big Chill. He played that guy who couldn't have sex anymore because he got hurt in a war or whatever.
Yeah.
He was brilliant as that guy.
You know, he couldn't use his arms and his legs, and whose life is it anyway, too?
He's a brilliant actor, and if he does want to talk through his nose to sell hamburgers, fine.
Hey, Tom, I don't mean to be rude or nothing, but we're going to call the Hilton and find out if Richard is there.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, dialed it up, Jim. We're going to call the Hilton downtown.
No, but what was he? He was in...
He was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
He was in Jaws. He was Matt Hooper in Jaws.
That's right.
He was in... What the hell else was he in? He was the guy...
He's been in some romantic
Stand
comedies.
By Me. Stand By Me.
Mm-hmm.
That other Neil Simon play, Goodbye Girl.
He was in that?
He was, yeah.
I never saw that.
Yeah,
you handle this one, Rob. Calling the Hilton downtown.
Hello. Is anybody here?
They will be in a minute.
Okay, it's ringing. Hello? No, they quit ringing, but... Okay.
Cincinnati Terrace Hilton, may I help you?
Hi, this is Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're doing a radio show right now. Can we put you on the air?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, why not?
Okay, well, we're off the air. You still there? Okay, we're off the air.
We're off the air now, but we're talking to her anyway.
Is Richard Dreyfuss in your hotel tonight?
Rob just asked if Richard Dreyfuss was
in
the hotel.
Is Richard Dreyfuss in your hotel tonight? Is Richard Dreyfuss staying at your hotel tonight?
Rob is still asking if Richard Dreyfuss is staying in the hotel tonight.
She's checking.
She's checking? She's looking up his name.
Do you know who Richard Dreyfuss is?
Play along.
Okay.
Play
down.
Check her. Play along. She's looking up Richard Dreyfuss.
DREYFUSS.
Are you sure that's how you spell
Richard
it?
Richard Dreyfuss.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
What about Neil Simon?
Neil Simon.
Is either one of them in your hotel?
She's looking it up. She's looking. You know they're under pseudonyms. Find out what the pseudonyms are. Franken. You think it's on Frank and Furter? Actually, I've heard they come up with some rather creative pseudonyms.
Yeah.
Some from time to time.
So,
this
busy
is
tonight?
Exciting. This is so exciting. Find out if we can put it on the radio now. We're tired of... This is not...
You've been very busy?
No fun.
Okay. Can we put you on the radio now? Do you feel more comfortable? This is Rob from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. WAIF...
Tell her it's all in good fun.
WAIF Cincinnati. It's all in
That's
good fun.
That's who we are.
88.3 FM, WAIF. Your grandkids probably listen to us all the time.
She seemed a little old. But a very nice lady. Did you get her name?
What's your name?
First name?
Pat.
Another Pat?
No. Okay.
Can we put her on the radio now?
She's going to put me on hold. Hold on. Hey, Linda, is that your name?
Linda.
Linda?
Her name is Linda.
Okay, only put me on hold if you have Muzak.
This is exciting.
You don't have Muzak? Okay, go ahead and put me on hold.
Not where I am.
Okay, put me on
Ooh,
hold.
Ooh, I go wasn't ahead, supposed to do that.
Am I on hold? I guess I'm on.
Okay, I'm on hold.
There's no Muzak there.
I'm holding. Am I on hold? Not Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay, neither Richard Dreyfuss nor Neil Simon. Do you know who Rod Richard Dreyfuss looks like? He's really short, and he wears glasses.
Gray hair.
My guess is he'll be wearing blue jeans and a blue jean jacket and probably a baseball cap and, like, sunglasses to travel incognito. But he's richer than anyone you ever met. Okay, you know what he looks like now? Did you see the movie Jaws?
She didn't see the movie.
Okay, did you see the movie Close Encounters of the
Third
Kind?
Find out if we can put her on the air now. This is no fun.
Okay, well, can I put you on the air now?
Maybe he really is staying at the Cincinnatian. She wouldn't. No,
okay,
man.
Linda, we'll let you go back to work then. Okay. Nice talking to you.
Bye.
Now we're getting nowhere, Rob.
She looks up Richard Dreyfuss and Neil Simon just like, who? Hold on, I'll check for you. Just like I'm asking for Chris or Rob or somebody. You know,
we should buy a map to the Hollywood stars' homes.
She's never seen Jaws. She's never seen Close Encounters.
Well, she's
she doesn't go to the movies.
Sheltered life.
When I said, I bet your grandkids listen to us all the time, she said, I bet they do.
They probably do. Her grandkids probably John from the future.
All right. Hey, and the next person that. Okay, the next person that calls. The next person that calls, give us a phone number to either the Cincinnatian, Lytle Place. What's that place where the visiting ball club stay?
No. We're not just going to try every hotel in town.
Why not?
That's not very,
Well, off the air we'll try.
No, we won't. That doesn't have the private investigative spirit, you know?
What do you think of being a private investigator is? It's just phone call after phone call.
But not on the air. Listeners' time.
You can do it when you're at work, not when you finally quit when you quit drinking beer long enough to call somebody at work. You can do it.
Tony, what do you want?
Yeah, I wanted to know if y'all could give me a job.
Doing what?
Well, anything y'all want me to do,
We can't pay you.
I know. I'll do it for nothing.
Find Richard Dreyfuss.
They making a movie,
In Ludlow, KY.
Too. Did you know that?
Yeah, down in KY.
Down in where?
KY.
They're doing it in Cincinnati, too.
Oh, yeah? Where at?
They was doing it in Evanston.
Oh, yeah? Where's Evanston at?
Close to the radio station.
Oh, yeah? Do you know where Richard Dreyfuss is staying?
Yeah.
Where?
In Newport.
He's staying in Newport?
Yeah, over top of one of those strip bars.
Yeah, right. I believe you. I'm buying this.
He is. I just talked to him about an hour ago. He told me to go find some entertainment.
He told you to go find a late night talk show so he could be interviewed, right?
So if you're working for Richard Dreyfuss, why do you need us to give you a job?
I'm not working for him. I'm just helping him get some entertainment for the night. And I had found a couple girls over there on Scott.
You're funny.
Well, and, you're doing a good job, and I'm sure Mr. Dreyfuss will tip you handsomely.
Yeah, he already did.
Really? He's a short little bastard, ain't he?
All right, thanks for your call, guy. We love you, babe. 749-1444. Where do you take a show like this from here?
You do one of these, and then you segue calmly into the next caller. A free brown bag lunch programs are the second Wednesday of each month on the third floor of the Hoonfield Tower Room of the Downtown Library, which is on Vine Street. These programs go all the way through December of 1992. The time for these lunch meetings is 15 minutes after 12. 12:15.
Hey,
15 minutes after noon. Man, it's been a wacky show. It has been nuts. We're going to try to, maybe we will, maybe we won't, try to track down Richard Dreyfuss. Maybe we will, maybe
probably
we won't.
Probably not, though.
Probably not. Hopefully something better. We were talking about dumping things in pee and cottage cheese and dumping out all this stuff. Okay. We'll see what's up.
Hey, Jim, you're on the air.
What's up?
Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Well, we're doing okay. How you doing?
I got a suggestion. Like, if you're looking for Richard and Neil, and if they're filming a movie in Kentucky, I would try the Drawbridge, because that's a pretty nice place.
The Drawbridge Inn down there in Exit 3 or something?
Yeah.
Buttermilk Pike.
That's near Turkey Trot Road, right?
Huh?
I just like to say Turkey Foot Road. I don't
think. Huh. That's an idea, but I don't want to just go around blindly trying hotels. There's too many of them.
I would say that's your closest bet, because it's nice, and, you know, it's...
If they're going to be here for a couple of months, they're probably not buying hotel rooms. They might have, like,
how come that Sarah Gilbert never came on the show? She was supposed to be some kind of young bohemian, cutting-edge type entertainer, and she never even showed up on the show. You think we're going to be able to get some Hollywood corporate type like Richard Dreyfuss to show up?
I doubt it.
Hey, Dreyfuss, if you're out there, 749-1444.
We're
do
looking
it
for
up.
You, Richard. Come on. You can get your values back.
All right. You got any other wise ideas, or should we move on?
I think we should move on. I just thought I'd let you all know, you know, Drawbridge is kind of close. So
mm-hmm. All right. Thanks.
Give it a shot.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for your suggestion.
749-1444.
If you came from California, though, would you stay in Kentucky?
Hell no.
Really?
Not, no doubt
also,
about it.
Oh, you know what else he was in?
What?
American Graffiti.
He was in it.
He fell in love with Suzanne Summers in American Graffiti.
Ah.
And he was like Ron Howard's younger brother, I think. John.
Hello, John.
Hi.
John.
Hi, John.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm chilling.
Uh-huh.
What y'all doing?
Hanging.
What y'all want to talk about?
Banging. Banging.
Lordy,
what y'all want to talk about?
It's a talk show. We've been talking for the last 2.5 hours.
Ooh, okay. Can we talk about Richard?
Uh-huh.
He's staying in my apartment building.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to him then.
Okay, hold on. Richard! Honey!
Is that the cops?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
749-1444. That's 749-1444. We love a little bit of slapstick.
Those days of yesterday were filled with live radio drama.
You're listening to WAIF Cincinnati, Ohio. It's 4 minutes until 4 o'clock a.m. Isn't it lovely?
Chris and Rob, bring back those days of live radio drama with that little skit we just did right then and there. You know, is it kind of embarrassing, Chris, that the city, you know, our hometown of Cincinnati, even though we're neither
one
of
us, five games out,
is really from Cincinnati. Isn't it kind of embarrassing that, you know, our major metropolitan area, the place that has most of our media, the place that we listen to, we get most of our TV news, we get most of our radio news, we get most of our newspaper news out of Cincinnati, and this same city of Cincinnati goes absolutely ape doo-doo when some Hollywood star comes into town. Gregory Hines, ooh, Jodie Foster, ooh, now it's Richard Dreyfuss, ooh, welcome to Cincinnati, mew, 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 mew,
mew, mew, mew, mew,
here's the keys to the city, ooh, Mr. Hollywood, ooh. Big Shot, come out to entertain us poor little hick folk, and that's when you go.
Are you saying we should be talking to people who work at White Castles instead?
Well, what I'm saying is, I've been listening, you know, right next to 88.3 is 88.1, and that's like the gospel station near my house, and you can pick up guys who say, and that you gotta listen to the preacher. Talk like that. It's a Betty Ann.
Now we're off the hook, and
Is that your magic organ, Chris?
You bet, baby. Who's up next?
Sunshine, I have a question for you.
What?
Sunshine.
What?
You're down at Cooter's. You're drinking smart drinks. You're in the mood for a little romance. But for some reason, they're fumigating your apartment. You can't go back to your apartment to have this little tryst. You want to look up somewhere to stay for the night. What do you look up, motels or hotels?
Football players and baseball players and stuff normally stay at the Hyatt.
They stay where?
At the Hyatt.
The Hyatt?
Mm-hmm.
No, we haven't. Is that? Yeah, and they hang out a sign that says, "Welcome Montreal Expos" or "Welcome Giants" or whoever's in town.
Hello. Welcome,
hey,
Richard Dreyfuss.
You have a what?
Renee on the line. Do we get a minute?
Hello, guys.
Hello.
It's Naked Renee.
Hi, Naked Renee.
How are you?
This is clothed Rob, and this is clothed
partially
Chris.
Partially clothed Chris.
Ooh.
Can I help undress you?
Check it out. Hey, Sunshine, I got a thought for you. You want to hear it?
Sure.
A thornless rose is an unhappy soul. Hey, Renee, I got a thought for you.
Okay, Chris.
Unfulfilled dreams are life's misery.
Ooh. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Sunshine. yeah, what do you want to do? What do you want to play? Tag?
Only if it's two hand.
Below the waist?
Maybe.
How about freeze tag?
I make it Renee.
Have you seen that TV show on Channel 64 late at night called Studs?
Yes.
I just sit back and watch Spice on satellite dish.
Okay. So you got these guys, right, and they're sitting around. You got these girls, right, and they're sitting around and talking about these dates they went on, okay?
Paul Schaefer made a joke about the Tonight on David Letterman.
He did?
Yeah.
That's the most stupid show I've watched.
I'm sure it's really tame compared to your real life, Renee.
Wouldn't you like to find out?
What I want to know is, where's Richard Dreyfuss staying tonight?
Probably with Renee and... If I came to town from California, I would want to stay at Renee and Sunshine's house. Apartment. Do you guys live together?
No.
No. I live in Mount Healthy,
and I live in Covington.
Wow. Do either one of you work?
Yes, I do.
Renee, you work?
Yes.
What do you do?
Public relations.
I bet you're really, really good at it. What
I
do you do, Sunshine?
I go to school.
Where at? Don't you hate it when they make you get dressed for class?
Isn't that awful?
If this was like really America and we were truly free, you could sit there bare-ass naked in class. Back when I went to school in the 60s, that's the way we used to do it.
Thanks for your call tonight, you guys.
Hold on.
But what?
Hold up.
Okay, what?
You guys have a nice night.
Okay, hey, Renee, don't hang up. We need to get some information from you.
We do?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, grab that other line, all right? 749-1444 whenever Jim's done doing what he does best.
This is the Chris.
God only knows.
Boy, I tell you what. Jim's out of it. He gets a brand new car and he wrecked it within 3 days.
Wait. What is that, Jim?
Gene. He said Gene.
Tell Jim, Gene, what I told you to tell that Delhi.
Okay,
guy.
Listen.
Tell him.
Jim got a new car, a brand new 1992 car, and he wrecked it 3 days after he got it. Can you believe that?
And he got held up, too. Jeez, hang on a minute.
It's not been a good week for Jim. But he is getting college credit for doing this.
What do you want to do next, Rob?
Well, let's talk. That's okay. What we are. That's what we do best. We're a talk show.
Hey, you know, if you're like around Cincinnati and you're at some underground record store or some underground dance club, make sure you pick up a copy of The Underground. It's a magazine dedicated to the pursuit of dance and rave liberty. Right now it's on cheap paper, but just wait. It's going to be on this expensive glossy paper faster than you can do the hustle.
What's the first thing here? It's about rave and dance parties?
Yep, they do articles about music and about dancing and about going to clubs and about psychedelics and music and tapes and all kinds of groovy stuff. Plus, they have contests. You know what their contest is right now?
What? What's the contest? It's
They're
a music contest.
A poetry contest. For example, oh, yon chicken pot, pie calls to me. Shall I cry? Shall I dance? Over the tray sails the tray of cheese, yet I do not dance. All right. If you want to win free music in the Underground's first reader contest, the game is write your own surreal poem and mail it to us at their headquarters, which I'll give you in a minute. And what you're going to win is, if you're one of their lucky winners, you get a free CD, cassette, or LP. It's your choice. Got to specify your favorite style of music, and they'll take care of your music for you. So, if you got a surreal poem, and it sounds like, oh, yon chicken pot pie calls to me, shall I cry, shall I dance? Over the tree sails the tray of cheese, yet I do not dance. Mail it to, jot this down, get a paper, and here you go. Ready?
I'm ready. The Underground.
The Underground. 427 Probasco, number 13. That's spelled P-R-O-B-A-S-C-O. 427 Probasco, number 13. Cincinnati, Ohio, 45221.
I can't believe that. That's really great.
Isn't it?
That's what we need.
Do it up.
Here. Fired up. So what do you want to talk about, Chris? What's stuck in your craw? There's got to be something stuck in your craw this week.
Well, that whole business about reality, getting back to that. So this guy at this comic book store says to me, get a grip on reality. And like a guy who at a comic book store doesn't already know what reality is all about. Well,
this guy has really, really gotten under your skin. He's
no,
like
not
a
really.
Tick.
I find humor like in it all because I think...
Humor?
I,
you've been talking of nothing else since he told you this 2 or 3 days ago.
I just can't believe, get over the gall. That would be like me telling a guy on TV to get a radio show, you know?
Some comic book guy who wants to be on this show insults you? What is it? Did you
it
take
wasn't
it as...
No, I didn't take it as an insult. I just took it as a misunderstanding.
What, that he had a grip and you didn't?
Right.
That's not good. That is not good.
I think I've totally got a grip on reality.
You're a closet anarchist, I heard.
I'm an anarchist, and I also believe that half the people are assholes and half the people are really groovy.
Really? There's no middle length, kind of middle in between there?
Got another question to pose to you, Rob.
Pose it, poser.
If you didn't sit around and make fun of deadheads, who would you make fun of? Cripples?
People who like St. Frank Sinatra a lot.
Sinatra's all right.
You gotta go, Jim. You gotta...
Jim, will you get it over with already? So
look at him. He's
lineup?
Sweating. He's, look at Jim.
You're pissing me off.
It is slightly warm in here, but Jim has been handling it like a real man. He's not been sweating.
749-1444. Get in on it while the getting's good.
He talked to Renee for like 30 seconds.
I hope he's got a date set up. I'll tell you that.
And he's pitted out. It's Marty with the party. Party with the Marty.
Hello.
Hi, Marty. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if you could perhaps help me fulfill a dream.
I probably can.
If you say no, I'll understand.
Is this your surreal poem?
No, it is not. What I'd like to do is hum a medley of 99 Luft Balloons and Saturday in the Park.
If
with
you
a
can,
bit of a Vegas feel.
If you can do it within 45 seconds, go.
Da 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 da. Thank you. That's it.
That was pretty good.
That's it?
I can't go on.
Okay.
I can't go on.
Good enough. Thanks.
Thank you.
749-1444. We got all kinds.
You know. You know what? People come to me and they say, "Rob, what do you do?" And I say, "I'm in the dream business. It's my job to make dreams come true. I'm a dream maker. I'm a dream weaver."
You are a dream weaver.
It's our job.
What is that all about?
Rereads surreal poetry. No.
All right. The poetry address, if you want. If you want to send some surreal poetry to The Underground, which is a local publication, send it to The Underground, 427 Probasco, number 13. That's 427, spelled P-R-O-B-A-S-C-O, apartment number 13. Cincinnati is suite, pardon me, suite 13. Cincinnati, Ohio, 45221. I hope you got it down. The phone number is 749-1444. Call me. Call me now.
Maybe, is there any way that we could scrounge something to give away and have people write poems praising Chris and Rob?
I don't know. Hey, Mike, you're on the air.
I want to talk about reality.
Tell me about it.
The Mets suck.
Reality sucks?
The Mets suck.
The Mets do suck.
Man, I'm sorry.
There's one team worse than the Mets, though.
Who?
The Braves. The Braves blow.
No.
The Braves can kiss my fat butt.
I lost the first war with the Mets suck. I'm turning my mind to football now. Dallas Cowboys.
Is this going to be our first
fabulous
football
Dallas
call
Cowboys.
Of
Man,
the year?
Man, I'm going on through the whole year. I'm calling this show up every once in a while. The fabulous Dallas Cowboys.
South America's team. Ed Too Tall
the
Jones. Go back to the
Dallas
boxing
Cowboys.
Ring. No, it's at least, what month is this?
I don't know.
We're not talking football in August.
No. Why'd you hang up on him?
No, sorry, Mike. I mean, I didn't want to do it. You sound like a really nice guy. You sounded like you had something to say. But this is a rule that we adopted last year. We do not talk football in August. It at the earliest, we'll talk football is September 15th. We prefer not to talk football until after October 1st. Hi, Richard. Go ahead. You're on the air, and I loved you in The Big Chill.
Well, yeah, you know, that's just one of my pictures, you know. I don't know. I think I should be getting off the phone soon. I got to get back to my voice lessons. I'm using the same guy George Bush uses.
Thanks, but we're not buying it.
Well.
That has got to be a contender.
If the real Richard Dreyfuss is out there, please call me.
Or if the real Neil Simon or the real Marsha Mason or what was that other John Cryer? What was the kid in the Biloxi Blues and Bobby?
Bobby, hey. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. What's
How
up
you
with you?
No, I'm just hanging out, man.
Where are you hanging?
At the house.
What do you want tonight?
What?
What do you want tonight?
How y'all doing, man? Y'all having a good time tonight, I hear.
Uh-huh, yeah. What you been eating?
I haven't been eating shit.
What have you been drinking?
Nothing.
What you been smoking?
I haven't been smoking nothing.
Have you imbibed any physical substance tonight?
No, sir.
Mike, I tell you what, the day you start eating shit is the day your wife leaves you, okay?
No, I'm not lying, for real. I'm on shit. I'm on house arrest. I'm not lying.
How come? What'd you do?
Oh, just DUI, man.
DUI?
You got the
Don't
ankle
do that,
bracelet
man.
Thing?
That's bad, yep. Very good.
You got the invisible fence?
Yep, they come to the house every night, man. Wake me up.
Hey, you know what's a lot of fun to do?
What?
You know, if you rip one of those bracelets off.
You go to jail for 6 months.
No.
Yes, you do.
No,
you don't
happen.
Believe that bogus line, do you?
Yeah.
They're just lying. That's scare tactic.
You don't think that new jail's really a new jail, do you?
Yeah.
It's
really a resort.
Yeah.
It's like a country club.
Yeah,
they'll feed you for free.
Yeah.
We're paying for it.
What do you want? Three hots and a cot. What else could you ask possibly want, Mike?
Listen, I got some advice for you.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
Actually, maybe you should write this down. You want to write this down?
Fuck no.
Why not?
God.
All right, Bobby.
I think you should. I'm going to give you some advice. I think you should write it down, put it on your refrigerator. You ready?
No.
Do not drink and then drive an automobile.
That's right, but hey.
Don't do that.
Just get home from a bar like you guys. You know, you go out to the bar, How the hell are you supposed to get on?
Chris stays sober and I get drunk, and then every other Wednesday we switch.
Right.
We switch. We take turns.
Yep.
Hey, listen,
hey,
Bobby.
I got some more advice for you, Bobby.
What?
You ready for this?
Go for it.
You ready?
Yep.
If you have an open wound, don't pour any citrus beverages on it. Okay? Orange juice, lemonade. If you got an open wound, don't pour any of those beverages on your open wound.
Hey, can I add one?
Yeah.
Or tomato juice. Or any tomato
product. Don't do that, okay?
Yeah. Hey, man, can you do me a favor?
Probably. But you know why? Because we're in the business of making dreams come true.
Oh, yeah. All right. Play Three Dog Night 1.
Sure.
We got it for you. Coming right up. Later. Thanks a lot for your call, Bobby.
All right.
Later. 749-1444.
Man, I had something really cool to say.
What was that?
I don't know. Something. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all know. Oh, okay.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Betty Ann.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine.
Hold on. Say hi again. I accidentally spoke over. Go ahead. Say it again.
Hi.
Hey, Richard didn't come drinking at your bar tonight, did he?
No.
He's a big blues fan.
But I left early, so he might have come late.
Why are you just now calling us?
Huh?
Why are you just now calling us if you got off early?
Oh, because we were just doing puzzles and stuff, and I really didn't think about calling until you started playing that German music, and I kind of have a couple weird coincidences.
All right, hit me over the head with them.
We're house sitting at a house for, and we're dog sitting a German Shepherd.
Roof, roof.
And Mike Stan's leaving for Germany.
Where's he going?
He's going to Germany.
Well, Rotterdam or Berlin or what?
Berchtesgaden.
Berchtesgaden?
Who's where going Hitler, to Germany?
Where Hitler's bunker was.
Ach du Leben.
Yeah.
No.
Your boyfriend's going to Germany?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know what I think you should do then?
What?
Before you guys go, you should bring us a big pizza.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's an
idea. I think to celebrate his leaving, that you should bring him, of course, and bring some German beer and some good old-fashioned American pizza.
Or just some sauerkraut.
Well, maybe we'll do that.
Yeah, sauerkraut, but not on the pizza on the side.
Rob, you are such a doggone mooch. I can't believe it.
Let me mooch.
Rob, you made me ashamed to be your co-host.
Listen, no.
You're always begging for food.
What's more American than the Olympics?
Nothing. Send us donuts.
And
send us pizza.
And
send us beer. Send us Oreo cookies.
I learned from the Olympics that if you want to be a really good in the 90s.
Bring us a sack of White Castles. Come on, dude.
Good call. If
get
you want,
life.
Listen. I think
doesn't
we should
your
do
mama
this.
Feed you?
I watch these on
you're
the
lame.
Olympics, man.
You suck.
And this is the way they do it on the Olympics. And I think we should start doing it.
In products endorsing McDonald's?
Exactly.
Why in the world would McDonald's endorse the Olympics? That's fatty food.
Who cares?
That food goes right to your butt.
Okay. No, no. We don't want McDonald's. We want a pizza. And we want to say this. You know, and that we don't mention their name. Like the swimmers don't say, I'm swimming for McDonald's.
I'm going to mention their
name.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. Yeah, Betty Ann will say, but the place that she bought it from.
I'll say Papadino's too if I have to.
We'll let Papadino's put on their box the official pizza
of the Chris and Rob
late night. You'll have to have a hologram so they know that it's the real thing.
If I buy a pizza from them, I want them to do that.
Right.
What do you think, Betty Ann?
Yeah, I think you're right.
We can get Papadino's to do it for pizza. We can get either Coke or Pepsi, whichever will pay the most, or even RC.
We could even get the fine people down there at Randy's Pie, the best pie in town. Ask for them by name, Randy's
exactly.
Pie.
Exactly. When you go to have your appendix out, make sure you go to a hospital that has Randy's Pies.
If they don't have Randy's Pie, you tell them to send Life Flight and send you over to Bethesda or some other place.
If I ever own a pizza parlor, you'll be my official late-night talk show.
Don't let them start cutting unless you get a Randy's Muffin. Kind of rhymes, don't it?
Something like that. You can come up with something better than that.
Well, not off the top of my head. That could be a surreal.
What do you think, Betty Ann?
I think you're right on it.
So do I. I think Rob's a loser.
I think that you'll think that we're losers when you're watching some commercial and there's Kelly LeBrock taking a drink of, say, RC, and she says, RC Cola, the official soft drink of the Chris Robley Night Talk Show. You'll think we're losers then, buddy. Well, we got, you know, Kelly LeBrock all 7 feet tall of her standing there talking about us on TV, which will be big time. It's probably going to happen. Sorry, Betty Ann. We've been hogging all your airtime. Go ahead.
That's okay. It's your show.
You probably got a hoot out of that, didn't you?
Yeah.
You probably like laughing when Rob makes a fool out of himself, don't
Marathon,
you?
Marathon.
Yeah.
The official candy bar of the Chris and Rob.
Bring him back, man. Shoot. Who won the puzzle?
We're doing different puzzles. I'm doing logic puzzles and, like,
sticks. What happened to Rubik's Cube?
Okay, can I ask you a personal question?
Sure.
This is going to be personal. If you don't want to answer it, you can just say, Chris, I'd like to pass on that question,
okay.
Right? Your boyfriend's leaving for Germany when? Next week?
The
24th. The 24th, okay. Your boyfriend's going to be leaving for Germany real soon.
Uh-huh.
You're sitting around. It's 4 o'clock, 4:30 in the morning. You just got off work. You're probably just a little lit up. And you're doing puzzles and calling a talk show.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Well...
Let's not get the talk show involved. You're sitting around with your boyfriend, who's going to be leaving for Germany for a long, long, long time, and you're going to miss him a whole lot. And you're going to be, like, sitting awake late at night thinking, boy, I wish he was here to keep me company.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I wish he was here.
So you're insinuating why aren't we doing something more exciting?
What he's saying is, are you the official celibate of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show?
No. I'll answer that personal question in a personal way. I'm menstruating.
Ooh! Okay.
Menstruating.
Hey, Chris and Rob appreciate an honest answer.
Okay.
We really do.
So what's that got to do with anything? But anyway...
Yeah, hasn't he earned his red wings yet?
Oh, God! What's that? The red wings! Where'd you hear that?
I'm sorry, that came up from the depths. That came up from my my adolescence.
A good friend of mine once told...
Food for thought.
One of my ex-boyfriends, a very wise piece of wisdom, he said, never, ever be afraid to ride the Red River. Just don't ever drink from it.
Right on. I hear that.
Yeah, I like wise wisdom now.
Your boyfriend was wise beyond his years. I can't believe you got rid of him.
Maybe after he earns his red wings, he'll earn his gold finger. Later, baby. We love you.